Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 19th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Gukurahundi atrocities and the possibility of reconciliation in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And of course, the Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7, a Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Gukurahundi atrocities and also the possibility of reconciliation in Zimbabwe.
In a recent interview with the state-controlled Sunday Mail newspaper, Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko exonerated President Robert Mugabe for the Gukurahundi atrocities and instead laid blame at the door of the West, saying that the atrocities were a Western conspiracy. Thousands of innocent civilians, some estimated that there were about 20,000, predominantly of Ndebele ethnic origin in the Matabeleland and Midlands regions, were killed by the 5th Brigade, a crack unit that was trained by North Koreans.
The government of the then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe claimed that it was fighting dissidents who were destabilizing the newly independent country. But the elimination of thousands of civilians was widely interpreted as a form of ethnic cleansing. The killings only ended in 1987 after the late Liberation War icon and former Vice President Joshua Nkomo signed a unity deal with President Robert Mugabe to form a government of national unity. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, I've spoken for it.
Of course, there were attempts to investigate these atrocities, especially led by the Catholic Commission. The Catholic Commission for Justice and Peace, CCJP, of course, they came up with a publication titled Breaking the Silence, a report on the disturbances in Matabeleland and the Midlands. And of course, that report, the government did not want it to be published. Of course, Gukurahundi is a traditional Shona word, which means the early rain, which washes away the chaff before the spring rains. It is the word chosen by the Mugabe regime to describe a military operation against largely a civilian population during the 1980s. Hongu hamadzadiwa nasi tauti tinge tichitaura nezve nyaya yeGukurahundi zvichitera mashoko akataurwa iwo nemuteedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaPhelekezela Mpoko ekuti aiwa vaMugabe vanga vasinei nechekuita nekurayiwa kwakaitwa vanhu kuMatabeleland nekuMidlands vachiti izvi zvakaitwa nevekunze nyika dzekuma wirira vachiti ndo dzine chekuita nenyaya iyoyi yekuti vanhu vanga vachifa asi vamwe havasi kufara nemashoko iwaya sezvo ivo vamupoko vari zvakare gurukota rinoona nezvekupodza maronda nekuregererana asi nyaya dzakadai hadzina kungoitika muZimbabwe chete kuSouth Africa pakapera apartheid vanhu vakagara pasi vakagadzirisa nyaya dzacho kuRwanda zvimwe chete izvozvo vanhu vaigara pasi vaipomerwa mhosva vachitaurawo vachipadivirawo hama dzevanhu vainge vapondwa dzichitaurawo nekudaro vanhu vari kutaurawo kuti pada muZimbabwe ndozvinoda kuitwa kuti vanhu vagare pasi vakurukure nezvenyaya iyoyo Gibbs.
Yevahambe zulu kandawa namhlanje ke sixoxa ngoti davo lusinda kakhulu abantu bayakwazi ukuthi i-Fire Brigade yenzani eMathabeleland njalo le nkabazwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kwakugijinyiswa ke abantu bezaphu ababeke ngaphansi kwamnumzana uJoshua Nkomo ngesikhathi khonapho yena engazani kuthiwa wayelwisana lo president uRobert Mugabe khona. Kodwa ke siyakwazi ukuthi ubaba Nkomo watsho ukuthi hayi yena wayengalwisani laye njengoba wagcina baleke elizweni waya eBrithani. Kodwa babonayo Civil Blessing bathi abantu abafika 20,000 babulawa bebulawa nje libutho leli ele-Fire Brigade elalolongwa ngabantu be-North Korea. Ye, siyakwazi njalo ukuthi kulo judge kwakuthiwa nguSimplicius Chihambakwe wacelwa ngumongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi akhangele ahlolisise ukuthi kwenzakalani. Siyakwazi ukuthi kwaba le-Simplicius Chihambakwe Commission of Inquiry enziwayo, kodwa ke okwakhitshwayo khonapana akuzange kutshelwe uZulu ukuthi kuhamba njani. Sikhuluma nje namhlanje lokho ongaziyo ukuthi kambe waphumani kukhonokuyana. Ye, kuzobuya njalo ke kule Catholic Commission, Catholic Commission for Peace and Justice iyahlolisisa khonoku sibi lokwenzakalayo. Ugwalo lwangkhona lule igwaliba elimnyama chu. Sikhuluma nje phakathi kwakusegwalibeni leli kuyethusa kakhulu. Babesitsho nje bekhuluma labantu lapha lalapha bakhuluma labo ukuthi kathi kwenzakalani. Abantu bakhuluma iqiniso ukuthi hayi bona bahlaselwa ke ikukurahundi and kwesinye isikhathi abantu babemiswa bagejelwe bephila, abanye banje omama bebadabule bathi ngabantwana bama-distant. So ke siyakwazi ukuthi hayi ludaba olubuhlungu kakhulu, kodwa ngenxa sixoxa namhlanje sicela ukuthi lizothe kancane sixoxeni ukuthi sibone kuyaphumani nxa sikhuluma ngakhonokho ukuthi abantu babe ne-patience yena-blessing ukuthi sikhulume ngakho enxeko ngaba lokuxolelana sibone ukuthi siyangaphi phambili. Sizwile njalo ukuthi umnumzana uPhelezela Mpoko yena ongu-vice president weZimbabwe ukhulume esithi lokho kwe-Gugurawundi kungano yiloko kuthiwa yi-conspiracy yabantu basentshonalanga babengafuni ukuthi kube lokukhululeka e-Southern Africa. So kodwa abantu bathi ubaba lapho ngani uphosisile.
Of course, I think, Gibbs, we have our first guest. I think he will be here for the first half of the show. That's MDCT spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, good evening, blessing. Good afternoon, how are you this time? How are you?
Thank you so much. We are doing fine. Maybe, Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So now, Mr. Gutu, what can you say about what was said by Vice President Phelezela Mpoko? We know that your party has already said he must resign. What do you think?
In fact, we as a party were totally taken aback by Mr. Phelezela Mpoko's remarks concerning the Gugurawundi genocide that took place in the Midlands and Matabeleland provinces from the early to the mid-1980s. It was actually even more shocking to us because Mr. Mpoko is supposed to be heading the Ministry of National Healing and National Reconciliation. And we were of the view that we should have been the last person to make those kind of remarks, particularly publicly. And we also we have the view that for a man who is supposed to hail from the western parts of the country, from Matabeleland province, it was shocking, really. But then we understood where he was coming from. He is a man who is, with respect to ghosting in from nowhere and singing very loudly for his supper, showing gratitude to his political master for having been appointed the second vice president of Zimbabwe. But we felt that we should be the last person to have said the Gugurawundi genocide was a Western conspiracy when there is evidence that is indisputable to the effect that no less than 20,000 unarmed, defenseless civilians were massacred in the Midlands and Matabeleland provinces in the Gukurahundi era. And they were massacred in such a brutal manner to such an extent that you would expect that for a 74-year-old man like what Mr. Mpoko is, he should really have shown some decency by showing empathy, by showing some respect at the very least for the victims and also for the survivors. And indeed, for all peace-loving Zimbabweans.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the remarks that were made by Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko, who said that Mr. Mugabe must be absolved from the alleged atrocities in the Midlands and Matabeleland provinces during the so-called Gukurahundi. And of course, he is being criticized by some, though, of course, Gibbs is not the first time that he has made such remarks.
Yes.
He made similar remarks in Botswana when he was the ambassador there. But what many people are saying is disturbing is that Mr. Mugabe himself, he said it was a moment of madness. Some take it to mean that he was admitting that indeed what happened there should not have happened. And I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Reverend Ray Motsi, who did actually a PhD on Gukurahundi. Reverend Motsi, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes. What is your take on these remarks by Mr. Mpoko?
I am not actually worried about Mr. Mpoko's remarks because a lot of times most of these people who want to talk about Gukurahundi are people who are talking on political terms in order to gain leverage, advantage, and popularity in many ways. But at the end of the day, the real people who are meant to benefit and to be cared for are actually continue to be victimized by the various talks that people are making, because the whole issue of Gukurahundi is not a political gain. It is supposed to be how we can take care of the ordinary people, men and women, children, that disappeared, that were killed, and the trauma that has come because of that. What does that mean, and how can we find ways and means in which we can actually help these people to cope with life under such circumstances? That is what the real issue is. And as far as I'm concerned, the issues of trauma are issues that are meant to be taken back to the people and find out how best we can actually include and involve the ordinary people who are the very people that were victims in the first place. And they have survived, and hence they've now become survivors because of what time has lapsed since this has happened. And therefore, to continue in a political speechifying in terms of who says a good speech and who says a bad speech does not help. What needs to be done is what are we going to do as Zimbabweans about the effect of Gukurahundi, which is evident right across the board, particularly from people who are from Matabeleland and Midland, and not only that, but particularly also from people that are coming from Mashingo, Mashonaland, and Mutare, who when people start talking about Gukurahundi, they actually want to give an impression as if these people are lying, that there have been something of that sort. That is really what the issue is. How do we deal with that is what the problem is.
Thank you so much, Mr. Motsi. Gibbs?
Yeah, ngilomnumzana ke umafa lapha ecingweni, blessing. Baba Mafa, ungawutshona njani?
Ngitshonile muntu kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah, banjani abantwana?
Hayi, siyadala ngalokhu esikuzwayo ngobaba Mpoko.
Ye, ungathini ngakho baba?
Ngicela ukuxolisa namhlanje ukuthi isizwe sikaMthwakazi sizibambele indaba le sebengalwi siyadana thina abakamthwakazi abangapha esindebeleni labasemidlands kakhulu ezindaweni ezibe ngesihlobela nenkayi negwanda lematopo ukuthi ubaba umpoko engasebenza laye njengeqhawe ama-1970s eZambia engomunye owayethungamela i-logistics nguye namhla engasiphika asihlanzi ethi i-gookground kayazi sizwa sidanile kakhulu ubaba umphoko wahamba waye eMozambique ekuzipha ngeminyaka elandelayo wasala khonale abanye sebebuyele emuva eZambia wahle wathatha umfazi eMozambique yikho ubaba uDarengwe sithi kwabaleka watshiya abatwana empini lathi sesithi sesithemba sibili ukuthi ubaba uDarengwe uqinisile ukuthi umphoko wasebenza watshiya engakaqedi indima yakhe yikho sesimbona namhla sengu-vice president sasingakwazi iminyaka eminingi ukuthi yena ungu-ambasada hambe engaya ku-ambasada ngama-1983 e-Austria wayehambe njani sithi baba mpoko kungcono uxolise uthi mayuyu abantu bazawuxolela ungayekela khonoku uzahamba loku uthabisa abantu bezanu labomgabe labani bani bazagcina bekulahla njengabokhaya abathiwayo wena uvela la kungaba ngcono namhlanje ekhumisane lathi thina silabathwana ababulawa igugurawundi silabafowethu ababulawa igugurawundi namhla yena sephika sekithi ngamakhiwa ezama ukusistabilize ukustabilize sibuhlungu yikho-ke lokhu sokwenza ukuthi exolise nje kube ngumuntu obambe intambo zokuxolelana nokuthethelana nokukhulisana umlotha sevusa amanxeba ngibona ngani kobulawayo kakhulu yimvi emandebeleni angikhulumi tribalism kodwa umuntu wonke osemathebeleleni ngumzukulu kamzilikazi
yeuvele
manawu nguvela ngaphi kodwa sebemhlanzile umphoko sebuye kabi ngenxa yokuthi ufuna ukuthabisa abantu thina sithi mayuyu sesifuna ukuthi into zonke zegugurawundi ziphume sobala kulethi hamba kwe ecommission ayiphumanga ngizumbuje nathi commission ayiphumanga ikumphoko ngabuye layo siyibale sizwe ukuthi ngibani wabulala abantu njalo uza kuhlawula ngayo
ye siyakuza kakhulu baba mafa yes ungathinwa lokho sasa sibili
But yes, maybe Mr. will call you again in the second half of our show since we are only going to have Mr. Gutu for the first half of the show since he had a prior engagement. So we'll give you a call.
Oh, thank you very much, Sheva. You need better translation now in English and show now. I'm available.
No, we'll definitely call you. Regaiti tinotenda regaiti dzoke kwamuri vagutu tichienda mberi panga gadziriswa sei panyaya iyo ye gookground
handida kutanga ndataura kuti nyaya ye gookground haisiri issue yekuti munhu anobva kuethnic group ripi ndoda kutanga ndajekesa ipapa kuti nyaya ye gookground inyaya ino afecta munhu wese weZimbabwe saka ndachaura nezvegukurahundi hakusi kuti ndazotanga vamambobvunza vavamosva kuti iwo mapolitician ndo vari kutaura nokuti vanoda kutsvaga political mileage kwete apapa tiri kutaura izvo kuti nyaya iyi inyaya yakarwadza munhu wese weZimbabwe ane mwoyo munhu ane rudo nenyika yake zvisinabatsa kuti munhu anobva kumatebhelerend here munhu anobva kumidlands here munhu anobva kumanikaland here kana kumasvingo nokuti kana tida kuvaka nyika hatifanirwi kuda kutanga tataura kuti zvinhu zvataurwa nani tisati taterera kuti zvakanaka here kana kuti kwete kana tichaura nezvegukura hundi tiri kutaura semapatriotic zimbabwean ndoda kuparijekedza ipapo saka pane macommission of inquiry akaitwa anotova maviri akaitwa nemitekwatekwa panyaya dzemutemo the first commission yakaitwa na vakazenge vari chief justice vezimbabwe chief justice Enoch Dumbuchena vaita ongororo yavo haina kubudisa pachena. Echipiri ikazaitwa negweta guru rinozikana nenyika yose muZimbabwe, vaSimplicius Chiambakwe, vaita Commission of Inquiry report yavo, vaipa kuhurumende nanhasi maripoti ose wavo ava dhumbuchena nava avaChiambakwe haana kubudiswa pachena. Saka tiri kuti kana vanhu vachiti inyaya yemapolitician ari kutsvaka mairaji vanenge sokuonawa kwangu ini vachitokanganisa zvikuru. Nokuti ngatimbobvunzai mubvunzo mudokudoko wekuti kana pasina chiri kuvanzwa nehurumende, mari Commission of Inquiry report yaJustice Dhumbuchena na loya vaChiambakwe, sei maripoti avo akanzi awa haabudisi pachena, anogara ari muchiwanze. Chii chakatanga kuti hurumende yezanu isada kuti maripoti awa abude pachena? Hazvinei politics izvi. VaChiambakwe seruziva kwangu havasiri politician. Igweta rakatonditire navo rini chitanga basa rechigweta. VaDhumbuchena vanga vari jaji vakatanga vari gweta vakamboisa havo politician. Saka it's not a political issue kana issue yemapolitician set. Iissue yemaZimbabweni. Saka tinoti kana vamugabe pache zvavo vakambobuda pachena vachitivo Gukura Hundi was a moment of madness. Chii chinozopa murume anonzi Perekezera Mupoko uneania wekutaura izvo kuti Gukura Hundi hainei nehurumende yaMugabe? Gukura Hundi yakakonzerwa neconspiracy yenyika dzokumavirira. Ndosaka tiri kuti vaMupoko ngavasiye basa, nokuti kutaura kwavo kunotaridza kuti munhu asina hanya nevanhu vakapondwa muGukura Hundi. Munhu asingakodzeri kupuwa chigaro chepamusorosoro chokunzi muteedzeri wemukuru wehurumende. This is not about politics. It is about justice. It is about human rights. It is about human dignity. It is about fairness.
Rambai zvenyu muri parunhare, tichati vamotsi vapindure. Gibbs unani vaterera.
Nilo mnumzana ke uGabriel Ndebele useZimbabwe. Baba Ndebele, ungachona njani?
Sichonile baba.
Natutaba ke baba Ndebele, ungathini ngalo?
Udaba lolu mina ngifuna ukululibeka lube sobala. Nxa sesingenisa oPelekezela Phoko, sivele sibangeniselani bengazi lutho ngeGukura Hundi. Wayengaphi engakhulume ngakabi no-Vice President? Thina esikufunayo lapha sifuna ukuthi ababe aba-affectwa yiGukura Hundi yibo kumele bakhulume, njalo kasikhulumile ukuthi kuyaliwa kuliwa kokuphela kokuphela. Nxa kuliwa kokuphela kokuphela kathi sizakhulumisana nini? Thina sifuna ukuthi kube loxolo, kuphume sibile kweqiniso ukuthi abantu sithi siyaxolisa, sayenza into embi. Nxa sesiyenzile into embi sesixolisa, hhayi sesixolelana, asitsho ukuthi imvukela vukela, hhayi kathi sizaze sicile nini?
So ubona ngazani kungezwani ke baba Ndebele ukuze tukubele ukuxolelana?
Thina sithi akuye kuground bekuyekele ukukhuluma ngabantu, khulunywa ngabantu abakhona kathesi. Kakubuye kuground sizabatshela, sibatshengisele izindawo, senze konke konke. Sibe sesisitsho ukuthi hayi abantu baphela sivile. Kodwa-ke sicela umuntu oyedwa axolise into eyenzakala eMiddles emathebeleleni.
Singathi baba Ndebele
lapho uyabona singezwa.
Ye, lawo wakubona baba Ndebele. Wakubona kwenzakalayo?
Yebo phela, ngikhulume kakhulu ngalinto. Ngatsho lokuthi mina ezilungu i-Heroes Day isenzela eBhalakwe, ngingeke ngiye khona. Ngakhuluma ngiwukansela, ngazokhuluma ngiwe-MP but angeke ngiye khona. Ngizaya njani, ngizajayiva njani, ngigide njani? Mina ngisazi ukuthi kwaphela abantu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ke
baba. Luba i-Heroes Acre eyangapha, aluba yafakwa kuyindawo, aluba siyahamba siyegida ngoba sigidela ama-heroes afela abafa befula ilizwe. Laba abafa kade ngeGukura Hundi babulawa, bebulawa ngobani ababefula kule lizwe? Khonapho njalo singakhangela, ungathola ukuthi ama-dissident alaye khona, akula dissident elalikhona. Nxa sikhuluma iqiniso engeye babebabili bebatata, kodwa bafaye somadistant, bafa abantu kuphela ngasomadistant.
Hhayi, siyakuzwa
iliphi ezingalitsho ngoba asifuni ukurelease, but ngathi ngathi ukuthi yilipi lapha kumbe elinye likhona kade esitizini salikhuluma ukuthi kwafa yilipi
kithi. Ye, endebele baba, endebele baba, siyabonga kakhulu. Yes, sir. So, Mr. Ndebele is saying, where was Mr. Mpoko all along? So he says he's just coming from nowhere to say some of these things. So he says, you know, people are not fighting on this issue. They are saying, can there be some reconciliation? So he says, at the end of the day, sorry is the biggest word here. People have to say sorry. They have to go to the ground and talk to them and say, okay, what happened? Let's rectify issues. So I think he's got a point there. What is starting umnumzana Ndlovu ucheja nje khona ba osegoli. Baba Ndlovu ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyaphila njani ba?
Hayi siphile Ndlovu. Ungathini kodwa balolwa?
Lelidaba idaba elibuhlungu kakhulu baba manje.
Ehhe.
Ibuhlungu kakhulu. Ngasho ngiyangisho ukuthi isikhathi ngithi iZimbabwe yaba nebhadi elikhulu kakhulu ukuthi ibe nama-leaders afana nabomgabe. And enye into ebuhlungu bese siba nabanye ama-leaders. Umphoso ngeke umpize njengokuthi i-leader ngoba ikulaza upopayi into ekhethiwe nje ukuthi ime laphaya. Kule upopayi. That's why ngizokhuluma lokho akushongo. Sinabo upopayi abaningi kakhulu. Abazizana ukuthiwa ababuya eceleni lelamalayika semathezeliland abaphika into abayaziyo eyenzekayo emathezeliland like nalo omunye abanokuthi ngokumfonela kuthiwa uMorris Ngenga nabanye so nabo-Simon Khaya Moyo labo baphika into abazaziyo bonke nabo-Jonathan Moyo opopayi nje abalapha kwizana ukuthiwa yibo abantu abayenzeki baso ingakho kubona izana ukuthiwa the way e-structured ngakhona the way ebunjwe ngakhona abantu ababuya eceleni lasemathezeliland bahlala bengama-second vice president, second vice president. Anyway, so even if umgabe ezo-appointed, that means amaNdebele they are not, angazi noma, even if umgabe ayithatha azona ukuthi they are not capable to lead iZimbabwe. That's why, always, noma i-constitution, so-called constitution is an appear, ethi amaNdebele bafanele bahlala bengama-second vice president. Ingakho ubona lo popayi abathile kungena uphelezela mphoko ekhuluma kana ngoba upopayi izothi upopayi angazi noma uyakwazi uMandlovu lokho esikhule sikudlalisa uyakwazi uMandlovu bakho
ye yinyakuza
so uMandlovu into oyidlalisa bekefuna ngakhona so ingakho lokhu akushoyo ukusho ngoba ufuna ukuyijabulisa ibhosi wakhe ayikho enye into angayisho ngaphandle kokuthi ajabulise ibhosi wakhe umgaba ngithi imajority ezanetf oqeshayo uyo-appointayo so kufanele asho kanjalo umpoko ngoba upopayi kamgaba ucabanga ukuthi ishisaze kuphela ukuthi abantu abaningi baphelayo bangakanani
hayi endlovu baba
into engayisho ukuthi one day izobafica la namhlanje sinaborugari dumbo babekhuluma bedefende izanotf bedefende umgabe ngenye indlela namhlanje bayakubona namhlanje
yeisikhathiduba
nalabo banye kuthiwa omorisi ngenye yona basezokubona khona lokho ngoba igazi labantu elachithekayo eliningi angeke linalo nje phansi kanjalo igazi lomuntu asiyigazi lembuzi noma lenkomo.
Ye, Endlovu baba, isikhathi sesiphelile Endlovini. Endlovu, sibili siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, so he's saying, you know, what Mr. Mpoko said is not good at all. And he says, you don't play around with people's blood, you know, it's very dangerous. So, qhubeka khona phosibone. Kodwa ngizabamba lapha ngilomnumzana uVodloza, sizambamba ecingweni kumbe kukhona okufuna ukukhuluma.
Of course, unfortunately, but we just have to thank Mr. Gutu for joining us. He was just here for the first half of the show. Maybe your last word, Mr. Gutu, 30 seconds.
Thank you very much, Blessing. And just all I have to say really is to say, Mr. Mpoko should look himself in the mirror, think about what he says, apologize to not only the victims and the survivors of Gukurahundi, but all Zimbabweans, and last but not least, he should resign from that position.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. I'm sorry. Time is not our best ally, but we, of course, want to thank Mr. Gutu and also Reverend Motsi. Please do stay on the line. We'll be coming back to you. Of course, our radio listeners, go to www.voezimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. We are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kim Dube saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.